Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Demas.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing well, cannot complain at all. The Lord is still good.
Amen, amen.
Lovely. Now, we are talking still about balancing self-care and self-sacrifice. Now, community over self emphasizes the importance of prioritizing collective well-being and social connections over individual needs and interests. It suggests that while individual self-care is valuable, it should be balanced with a focus on the needs and well-being of the community, fostering a more interconnected and a supportive society. Now, I want to talk about what that looks like exactly. Pastor, self-sacrifice. We talked about self-care yesterday. Self-sacrifice, what is that?
Some people would say that self-sacrifice is a sacrifice of oneself, you know, for one's interest to others, or for a specific cause or deal. Or they will also say maybe it's an unselfish giving over of oneself or one's own interest for others. It is basically where when they will sum up self-sacrifice.
Now, can self-sacrifice then coexist with self-care, or we must choose one over the other?
Well, I would say self-sacrifice is not inherently virtuous, you know, because of our sinful nature. We are, not, of course, not natural wanting to give other people our time and our you know, of ourselves. So it's not inherently virtuous. And so while there are moments where sacrificing for the greater good is commendable, you know, it's equally essential to prioritize, I believe, our own needs. You know, to establish healthy boundaries. I spoke about it yesterday, to practice self-compassion. You know, because I believe true self-sacrifice should not come at the expense of one's own well-being. I don't think God wants you to be so taking care of other people's needs, but you don't take care of yourself. You know? So those self-sacrifices often celebrated. Its impact can be harmful if we neglect ourselves, I would say. And so, therefore, I would maybe say on this point, by balancing compassion for others with self-care, I think we foster healthier relationships, and we will create a more compassionate society, I believe, when there's that balance.
Yeah, it actually makes sense, because I can imagine going all out for the community, for other people, for the good of the entire community. But on the other hand, you yourself are actually left out and you're not doing well. You are having a burnout, etc. So I think I fully agree that while we're doing well out there in terms of making sure that we sacrifice for others, we also should make sure that we balance that with taking care of oneself, eh? Now,
absolutely.
Is there anything that the Bible says about self-sacrifice?
There are three particular things that really scream at us, if I can put it like that, when it comes to self-sacrifice. And the text is, you will find it in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 28. You know, in this chapter, if I can just summarize it quickly, Jesus teaches about the cost of discipleship. And the importance of denying oneself. He says, taking up one's cross. If you want to follow me, you must take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. And so this chapter is relevant to self-sacrifice, I believe, as it emphasizes the need to prioritize spiritual growth and service to others above personal comfort and desires. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we are not natural, because of our sinful nature, we're not natural ones to serve other people. But then also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, verse 11, in this chapter we discover that, you know, this chapter we discover that Christ's example of self-sacrifice is humbling himself, Paul says, and becoming obedient to death on the cross for the sake of others. It's a very interesting passage, because it's almost as if it tells us that if you're already low, you can't get lower. So he tries to explain humility from Christ's position, his high position, you know, his high seat, you must be high in order to humble yourself. But then it highlights the importance of having a mindset, I think, of humility and, of course, putting the needs of others before our, as Christ did. He became human, a human being, and forever he will be, you know, in that form. The only man made thing in heaven will, of course, be when you look at Christ, a horse in his hands, in his feet, in his side, you know. But then in Romans chapter 12, I think the last verse I can maybe mention, it talks about offering ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And so this chapter, my friend, emphasizes the importance of self-sacrifice in serving God first and others, but with sincerity, you know, with love, you know, with humanity, with humility. In other words, I would sum it up like to say self-sacrifice is seen as a way to demonstrate love, obedience, and faith in God. And it is often associated with concepts such as forgiveness, of course, and compassion and service to others. But I want to like to write those three verses, my friend.
And do you believe that it is the ultimate goal of Christianity? Self-denial, that is?
Absolutely. I think the concept of self-denial is, of course, as you mentioned, a central principle in Christian discipleship because it reflects the call, you know, for me to follow Christ by setting aside, you know, personal desires and ambitions in favor of God's will. Put your aside. And we see this, of course, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Where Christ instructs his followers. He says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And so I believe, my friend, this directive emphasizes the necessity of prioritizing Christ above all else, even at the cost of personal sacrifice.
Very, very, very important. I think that that's actually quite important. And the example of Christ, of course, is our guide and our compass. Now, what are some of the practical and healthy examples of self-sacrifice? Because, you know, it may not be very easy to know how one actually goes about this.
Yeah, I think this is a very tricky one because for me, there's different contexts when it comes to this question, you know, because I know a lot of children, as a previous teacher, I know a lot of children that had to sacrifice their own wants and desires to take care of their aging parents. You know, they might stay at home for a while, not go to school or do some form of homeschool, just sacrifice certain things for their own benefit. That is their own benefit, but for the sake of their parents. Or maybe perhaps if it comes to soldiers, people are, you know, people like soldiers, they are laying their life, they're giving their life for their country. I believe it's a Yahweh sacrifice because we need people to protect us. Or a mother, maybe perhaps, who give up her career, you know, to stay home and take care of her family because of the context where they are staying in. She don't want a nanny to look after her kids. She want to be a stay away home, and so she make that sacrifice, that Yahweh sacrifice, because the father, the husband is working, and so she just give up her career to take care of her family. I think we can maybe give more examples.
It would be nice to actually have those more examples. Now, what are some unhealthy, unsustainable, impractical ways often conflicted with self-sacrifice?
I would like to highlight three things. And I want to say first that sometimes you set the poor example. You know, if you're constantly sacrificing your own needs for everyone else, it's going to show. You know, you may think that you are a superstar, maybe at hiding it, but you're not a team player, even when it comes to my work as a pastor, or, you know, we need to balance family and work and church. And I need to rest. I need to take care of myself. Sometimes you're working so hard that you are driving yourself, you know, into the ground, you know. And it really doesn't work short term either. By the way, when you are doesn't have a balance. So I want to say you need to set boundaries actually around your work, you know, to how you care about for yourself, because other people are looking to you for guidance as a leader on how to be healthy. And so you need to make sure that you're doing whatever you can to promote wellness, you know, to promote that sense of self-care. And the second one I think I would like to say is that you are out sick, but you continue to work. Sometimes we are not healthy, physical, emotional, even sometimes spiritual. And I believe depending on how vulnerable the people are that you work with, if you are a person that is working, you know, this self-sacrifice can be costly. Mm-hmm. I believe even deadly if you don't take care of yourself and stay home when you are sick, you know. And then the last one I wanted maybe to say is then it's disempowering the people around you. So when you sacrifice yourself and do so much for all those around you, you can take away their power, you know, to grow, to shine. And if you infantilize your clients or your family members, they will never grow up. If you take away the responsibilities of your team members, perhaps, or give them so much help that they feel micromanaged by you, you do everything. They will not become self-initiating. And so the people who you sacrifice so much for can become too dependent on you, I would like maybe to say. Or they can, you know, they can disengage and leave. So neither is good. There must be a balance. So instead empower the people, I would say, around you to manage what they can, even pushing them outside their comfort zone a bit sometimes to help foster their growth. These are the three things I would like to say under that point, my friend.
Yeah, it's quite important. Now, also, just as we close, you know, one would think that people are getting inspired, you know, about, you know, you know, this brother is, you know, sacrificing himself so much. And, you know, he's really out there giving himself off to the community, etc., etc. And so people will then be, you know, encouraging you to continue with self-sacrifice. On the other hand, you can also feel that, no, there's a burnout happening. You're compromising a lot of yourself. How do you then navigate to say, guys, you know, because I'm now talking about other people who feel that they are your supporters. They shout out, you know, in terms of making sure that you are supported, etc. Will it be disappointing to say, guys, I need to retreat. I need to take a step back, or should one continue for the cause?
I think I like what you are saying. You know, saying no, you know, becomes difficult because we sometimes feel obligated to always be available, you know, sacrificing your own time and energy. And this may cause us to feel, you know, a loss of identity, you know, and barely knowing ourselves.
Because
life, we made our lives revolves around these people. So we lose touch with our own desires and goals at times, you know, causing a feeling of being adrift. And so being unselfish and prioritize others over ourselves, I believe, comes at a cost, which is the toll of increased stress, of course. I don't have to tell you about burnout and, you know, how you compromise your well-being. I believe it also affects on both mental and physical health, you know, gradually diminishing our life satisfaction and happiness. And on the long run, it may eventually cultivate, you know, poor relationships among us and our significant others, even though if you are married, you know. And so I believe potentially, you know, straining relationships and personal satisfaction over time become exhausting. It causes resentment and emotional exhaustion, you know. And so I believe as our physical and mental health decline, I believe our effectiveness in providing support to other parties may also diminish, may also decline. And so sacrificing ourselves might left us feel unfulfilled. You know, sometimes, you know, you feel stagnant. You feel unable to pursue your own passions and your goals. And of course, as you know, this can lead to withdrawal, you know, emotional distance and resentment towards the partners that you're working with because you feel you are holding them back. But as you mentioned, that it's important to look after your holistic well-being. And you must be able to say no, although it's difficult. You have to set those boundaries for your own good.
And it's important to actually, you know, set those boundaries. Absolutely, absolutely important. Otherwise, one would literally have a serious, serious burnout, and there's no coming back for those ones. Thank you so, so much, Pastor. Appreciate your time with us, and appreciate that you decided to give us this week. And of course, we are still going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a wonderful program and a wonderful day further. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Pastor. Have a good one too.
Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.